the loud noise that a cow makes when a calf's taken away from it.
Well, we always say the cow's bawling, but you could say bellowing, I guess.
Yeah. What about the gentle noise that she makes?
Maybe. Mooing.
Okay. And the gentle noise that a horse makes?
Neighing, or...
Okay. What about, he makes a softer noise than that, like maybe when he recognizes another horse, or... You know, there's a real soft noise.
I'm thinking of a name that starts with a W. But I don't even know. I don't know.
Okay. And say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you said it was time to go feed the...
The stock.
Okay. And say if you had some hens and turkeys and geese and so forth, would you have a general name for them? Like say it's time to go feed them?
Nothing comes to me right now.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
Setting hen.
Okay. Where did you keep the hens?
In the hen house.
What else? What other places might you have?
Yeah.
Maybe for just the mother and the chicks?
Well, in a chicken coop.
Mm-hmm.
Or a brooder. No, it'd be just for the newborn. The brooders was just...
What was the coop like?
Well, it's just a little small, just a real little small building, just about, it'd be several feet long, and it might not be but a foot or two high, with a little slanting roof, and with a little opening, maybe just with a plank, that you put a plank up to it, and maybe a rock. That's where you kept the hen and chickens.
So none of them could get out?
The hen couldn't lots of times, and lots of times it's made where the hen couldn't get out, but the little chickens could. And they could come and go because a little chicken won't leave its mother very long. And
what about the brooder? What was that built like?
Well, a brooder, really, when you think of a real brooder, is when you hatch the little chickens without the hen.
Mm-hmm.
And there are different types of brooders. Now, when I was growing up, we had a brooder that I'm not sure how the... Well, I guess we bought the chickens, you know, when they were small. And then it had two layers to it. And the underneath, the bottom floor, which was just about a foot high, you set something maybe like these coal oil lamps or something that kept it warm. And it kept the floor of it warm. And you put the little chickens on the second floor. And it would be just maybe a foot or foot high or something. And it kept them warm. And then it'd have a roof on it. Then it'd also have a little, what you call a sun porch made to it, where these little chickens on pretty days could go out onto that little sun porch. And it would be covered with wire on the top. And they could go and come, you know. So that's the brooders that I'm thinking of.
Yeah. What if you're going to ship chickens somewhere?
What would you do? How?
Yeah, what would you put them in?
Well, when we got them through the, you could order them even from hatcheries places. You could, they've got pasteboard boxes with, that's got holes all in them. And they'd actually come in those boxes and they'll come through the post office. I've seen them and heard them in the post office just cheeping up a storm.